Yes, sir. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Great for you to be abreast and with me on this Sunday show. Don't have too much to say, but we'll try to get it fitted all in there. The draft, the shenanigans of sports, and I don't know. We'll make it happen here. Cody Clemens, 3-run homer, snapped a tie game in the sixth inning and pushed the Tigers for a 6-3 victory on Saturday night in the second of three games, which, by the way, the Tiger wins the series. But that didn't do no good today here, as today the Tigers lose 11-7 against the D-backs of Arizona there. Best came on in there in relief, and I just say the pitching for the Detroit Tigers from Brisky on down was very shoddy indeed. The hits were there, 7 runs were scored, but again, you got to have defense and pitching to work it out. Tigers miss out on the sweep. Hopefully better things will happen in the near future for the Detroit Tigers, and then some. By the way, this week, last week, the Detroit Tigers traded catcher Ryan Lavarre to the Miami Marlins on Tuesday, according to the sources, to open the doors for other catchers with AAA Toledo to receive more playing time. In return, the Tigers received cash consideration. Lavarre, 34 years old, played 5 MLB games for the Marlins in 2020, and he's going back to them. He had 281 and 5 home runs, 23 walks, and 34 strikeouts in 44 games for the Mudhens. That was his deal. Pretty good hitting catcher, I should say here. But again, he is long gone, as Ernie Harwell used to say, to the Miami Marlins. Well, this Thursday, you got a whiff and then some. Detroit Pistons enter Thursday night with a lot of holes, and then a little bit more than holes here. We'll get to that in a moment. A lot of holes in the backcourt, and it makes things really, really difficult to find out who's going to do what, when, and how. I've said on many shows, and again on the show, the game, hey, you know, that's what they say they're going to do, but, you know, let's wait around until the week of the draft, which I did, excuse me, and they got rid of Jeremy Grant to Portland, got some cash considerations, and also some draft picks swapped and swept, and look what they deserve. Oh, what they end up getting. The Pistons selected Jaden Ivey with the 5th overall pick for the 2022 NBA draft. A year after adding potential stars like Kay Cunningham with the number 1 pick, the Pistons took a swing and will get some people to pair up with him on the upside of guard play with tools to become a go-to option there. Now, the Sacramento Kings took Iowa's Keegan Murray. That was the projection to the Detroit Pistons. And that's why I can't never pay attention to none of this phony baloney draft choice, or phony draft choice picking. I don't look at it because the day of the reckoning, all heads will fly. And it did. Ivy is coming home. Ivy, who has family ties all the way in Detroit, he broke down in tears after Adam Silver announced his name in the pick before hugging his mom, Notre Dame woman basketball head coach and former Detroit Shocks, Nila Ivy, who I got to know very well from covering the Shocks. It's everything that he wanted. Of course, you know, his grandfather, James Hunter, who's no longer with us, but I know he's smiling like hell. And also, a little secret there, he's staying in the south side of Detroit, which where I'm from. So I knew a lot about Ivy as a young kid, and mom to boot there. But again, things worked out for him. With that change of draft picks from 46 to 36, Detroit got busy again. And they got Jalen Durant in a trade source, says Yahoo Sports there. I mean, two good players that they needed. They needed help in center. Okay, along with the trade that they got last year for Magruder from Sacramento, of course. Detroit got some backing there. And Luka Garza also, who played a lot in the D-League, well, they're now kind of looking complete when it comes down to the front line for the Detroit Pistons. I'm not expecting those three I just mentioned to be traded, but anything goes when it comes down to Clownville, USA. But the Pistons did very, very well. There's more to ditch on this there. Guess what, boys and girls? They also picked up a first-round draft pick in a later year, and they also got rid of Kemba Walker, who is the Detroit Pistons. Now, many will believe, and that's what again, and I wait and see, they're going to buy out Kemba Walker's contract and let him be a free agent. Again, for right now, Kemba Walker is a Detroit Piston, a very good veteran piece. I would think very hard, very, very, very hard if I was the Pistons, because he could be a breath of fresh air for a lot of those young kids. And the wealth that Kemba Walker has playing in this league can rub down on those kids like it rubbed down on him. He could be an asset to the Detroit Pistons team. But again, we'll wait and see. Many feel that Kemba Walker's contract will be bought out. In the mainstay, Jalen Brunson, they were looking maybe to pick up him and maybe free agency. But again, we'll get to that in a moment. All the goodies. Usman Dang become the Thoughts of Frenchman went to New York, by the way, there. Now, Detroit in the second round, the 36th pick, they end up getting Gabriel Posandek. Detroit selected him out of Italy, the 36th pick. Many feel that he's not ready for the NBA yet, but we will wait and see because many have been wrong to the get-go here. Now, with all that saying, those are three very good people that Detroit went out there and got, and their kids. And it's true to say that the Detroit Pistons are one of the youngest teams in the NBA right now. Their upside got to be up because, again, people will not come and see you regardless of how entertaining you look. They want to see you win. Detroit also will return Corey Joseph's back next season in a veteran counterbalancing the youthfulness and the promise of Cunningham for the Pistons in backcourt. Joseph picked up a one-year, $5.1 million option to stay with the Pistons next season. So, there you go. I mean, a couple good veterans on the team would do a whole heck of a lot. And I know, boys and girls, I know DeAndre Ayton is going to be a restricted free agent as well. He is a restricted free agent as well. If he picks to go to Phoenix or maybe get out of Phoenix. That means one thing for sure, if he's a restricted free agent, Phoenix has a chance to match and go up and above his contract for Ayton to peacefully leave town by sundown. But if the Phoenix Sun do that and match that, then he won't be going anywhere. And someone said, I think Mark Stein said, NBA reporter, said he embraced wanting to be playing with Cunningham. But again, that's a wait and see for everybody to look at anyway. Aiden had 17 points a game, 5.6 assists, 5.5 rebounds. He's done very, very well. So has Cunningham. But again, we'll wait and see. The wait and see day is July the 6th. That's when the rubber will meet the road for a whole lot of free agents in this league. And what good will it do? We'll find out. Now, how good was the Detroit Pistons 2022 draft haul? With Thursday's NBA draft over, experts and analysts are applauding the Detroit Pistons haul. General manager Troy Weaver was all in on finding players that contribute right away alongside last year overall pick of Cunningham. But again, that's our only right now on paper. We haven't seen the goods, and we'll wait till late September, early October to find out how good this is going to be and a whole 9 months worth of basketball that you'll just enjoy to the utmost. I'm just going to say it just like that. Steve Clifford has agreed to a deal to coach the Hornets. Now, if you remember Steve Clifford, he's been a Hornet coach before. The terms weren't initially reported, but Clifford previously coached for the Hornets in 2013 through 18. The Hornets fired him in 2018, days after Mitch Kupchak took over in the front office and, of course, throw everybody out in the street. We've seen that before in Detroit with the Lions, the Tigers, the Pistons. Oh, okay. You get the point. After the first choice, Kenny Atkinson, after he won, or part of a crew that won the NBA championship for Golden State, he refused to lose and said, "I'm not going anywhere." And I don't blame him. Okay, let's move on here. Deshaun Watson is slated to face the NFL's disciplinary hearing. That will be starting on Tuesday when the league is suspected to argue for what length of suspension that Watson's going to get. Okay, that's according to ESPN, Adam Scheffler, and multiple reports. The hearing will be overseen by former U.S. District Judge Sue L. Robinson, who will act as an independent officer. Watson, who faced allegations of various degrees of sexual assaults and misconduct by 24 women, will be represented by the NFLPA, or the Players Association. The outcome of the hearing is expected to determine what, if any, suspension Watson will receive entering his first season as a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. A gully goo goo. So Cleveland's going to lose out on that one, boys and girls, because I'm betting 10 to 1 to a dozen of donuts. When you settle, and by the way, I have not said that, Watson has settled 20 of those 24 cases. Now, when you settle, you're saying you're guilty, and I want it to go away. So what do that tell you, boys and girls? Just smell it. Smells good, don't it? Huh? Not for Watson, because he just buried himself here. I'm betting 10 to 1 that he's going to get 1 year, or maybe more. Who knows? Ole Miss rallied to knock off Oklahoma to win their first ever Men's College World Series. The Rebels, they rallied back to beat Oklahoma by a score of 4-2 on Sunday at Charles Schwab Field. Gave them a 2-0 series lead win, and yes, their first national championship for that program. What a deal, huh? Congratulations to Ole Miss, the Rebels. Oh, boy. Everybody was hoping Oklahoma would win because they would have a girls and the men's team winning. But no, 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 no. The Birmingham Stallions will face the Philadelphia Stars next Sunday on July the 3rd at 7:30 for the USFL Championship game in Canton, Ohio. I didn't see too many people. I think maybe about 20,000 people was at the stadium for both those particular games on Saturday afternoon and evening. Hopefully they have a lot more people to enjoy it. And then now we'll get to find out if the USFL will be in existence next year here. We know already if it is, the Michigan Panthers have the number one draft pick. Who will they receive? Who? Finally, boys and girls, I took off this afternoon. This is the second time I watched this particular feature. The first time was a secret meeting type of watching this particular series. Detroit Red Wings, Colorado Avalanche's rivalry. It took center stage on Sunday afternoon. Hours before, the Avalanche is going to be playing about right now here. And they'll be playing Tampa Bay at home right now. And let's see if there's any score in this particular game. Because right now, the Avalanche, if they win tonight, it will be all over. All over for Tampa Bay. And I don't see anything up right now here. So, right now, nope. Nothing up right now in that particular game. So, we'll just keep on looking and keep on waiting there. That game tonight, if Colorado win, they win the Stanley Cup, and it would be all over. But getting back to what I was saying, this afternoon I took a second look at the particular series that was on ESPN that broke out today for the general public at large about the Avalanche and Detroit Red Wings rivalry that took back in the late 90s and early 2000 there. Unrivaled was a document that dug deep into the legendary feud of the late Detroit Red Wings and the Avalanche's dealings there. The show centered on Claude Lemieux and Darren McCarty, who became friends after the hit on Chris Draper, which basically right now, as he admitted today, he's not a friend to him, didn't shake his hand or whatever it may be, but he was part of the filming of this particular documentary and seemed like they were pretty friendly to me. And they shook hands, took pictures, and I guess Claude Lemieux exonerated himself as being the hockey player that he was. All this took place on March 26, 1997, 25 years ago. The final third of the particular feature, this is a 90-minute documentary. If you watch it on TV, it'll probably last 2 hours because they can stick in about a half an hour worth of commercials and goodies like that there. However, it is 90 minutes if you watch it on ESPN Plus on that particular thing because you won't be bothered with the commercials and all. But it was very, very good indeed. The final third of the 90-minute documentary, it took a great deal of covering the catastrophic limousine crash after the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup in 97 there. And the life of Vladimir Konstantinov there. And it really was a tearjerker. If you watched it, ESPN did a damn good job of bringing this particular feature to light. And although the Wings are not in the West anymore, and this rivalry is not all that deep as it once was, it was a pretty, pretty detailed, I give it to ESPN, pretty good detail type of show there. And I enjoyed it tremendously there. I learned a lot. Okay, my first year of covering the Red Wings was 1999. No, it was 1998 when they won their second Stanley Cup, which was 99. So that's when I first took roots in Detroit. But anyway, neither I say more. Butcher on Sports is getting out of here. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. And if you like, hey, go to my homepage, which is easy, at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchTOO.Podomatic, gamesportshow.com. You can also go to the gamesportshow.podbean.com. That's another tool. And Spotify and all these other places you can go get Butcher on Sports. I tell you, you can reach me. Hey, and by the way, check out the Game Sports Show tomorrow, live show from 6 to 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie. Load of fun with Scott Nason, Dave McKay. I'm quite sure he have a lot to say about the hockey game that went on tonight, and also the Memorial Cup. And check me out about 6:45 as I will give my spiel and then some of the sports news today that I did not discuss on this particular show. And I got a lot to say. But, hey, check it on out there, okay? Check me out from 6 to 8 o'clock. Or check all of us out from 6 to 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400, okay? Sault Ste. Marie. Hey, I am done for this evening here. Hopefully you have a very good beginning of the week. And again, everybody, please, this is in lieu of the holiday, please stay safe. And if you can't stay safe, sit home and watch wrestling. There's plenty of it going to be on this weekend. Maybe some on now on AEW if you check out the pay-per-view. But that's on you. Hey, check you out later, boys and girls. Have a great beginning of the week.